Well, hello there, young man. What can I do for you? Ah, you're here to look at the room? Excellent. Come on in. Ahem. Please take off your shoes and leave them there for me. I do not appreciate people tracking dirty footprints into my home. Well, I'm allowed to wear whatever I want. This is my place, after all. Besides, this tight skin latex wouldn't be complete without the boots. Don't you agree? That's what I thought. Now, let's give you the grand tour of your new home. Yes, of course, your potential new home. Just a slip of the tongue. Now, we have the TV room here. You must ask me for permission to use the television, for any reason at all. Over there is the kitchen. You will be expected to cook for yourself and for me, 7 days a week. Let's see. That way goes upstairs, where my room and my bathroom are. You are strictly forbidden from going up there, mind you. So you don't need to concern yourself with that. The laundry is at the back there. Once again, you will be expected to wash and iron both of our clothes. I insist on having it done twice a week. Understand? All right. That just leaves your bedroom. Just follow me through here. Oh. This. Well, this is just my sex dungeon. It's impressive, Stunned silence. Fair enough. It's easy for a young man like yourself to be overwhelmed with the sheer amount of sexual passion and fun toys that I have in here. Oh, of course this isn't your bedroom, darling. Don't be silly. Yes, your room is connected to the back here, so you will have to go through my dungeon to access it. Here we go. Oh yes, I do keep a padlock on this door, but that's only because no one has been living in this room. Don't worry, I would never lock you inside. Unless you've been naughty, of course. Here we are. What do you think, darling? What? Of course I'm being serious. This is the room you'll be staying in. What's wrong with it? It is not a closet. I mean, it used to be, but I've refurbished it. Look, it has everything you need. A bed, single power point to charge your phone. Well, bed. Stretcher bed. What's the difference? Oh, come on. It's barely smaller than a single mattress. And as a bonus, there's some free space above you to hang your clothes. No. All those sets of lingerie and leather bodysuits will have to stay in here. I need them to use in my dungeon. So, anyway, now that I've cleared all that up for you, would you like to sign the rental agreement now and get this all sorted? What do you mean, no? You know, you're not being very appreciative, dear. Look, I guess that maybe I'm asking a lot of you, but I'm offering a lot in return. In fact, how about I show you exactly the kind of things I can offer you as a tenant? Wow. You really taste quite nice. Well, is that the kind of perk that interests you? Yeah? Oh. We've barely even scratched the surface of what we can do together. Remember, I have a whole dungeon. Yeah, exactly. So, do you want to fuck? Uh-huh. Of course I'm serious. I'll fuck you, and then we can sort out signing the rental agreement after. Sound good? Fuck yeah, it does. All right. I'm gonna grab a few things from my playroom. How about you get naked for me? Good boy. No. We will do it on your bed. It's brand new, so it would be best to break it in before you sleep on it. Sounds good. Now hurry up and get those clothes off. I want you fully exposed by the time I grab my toys. Are you ready for me, darling? Why, yes. This is a strap-on. Oh my god. Did you really think I'm gonna let you have actual sex with me just after we first met? Pfft. No, sweetie. You will have to earn that by being a good boy. I simply said I would fuck you. And that is exactly what I'm about to do. Now, be a good little boy for your mistress and get on your hands and knees. That's a good boy. Arch your back. Raise that cute little ass into the air for me. I said, raise it! See what happens when you disobey, mistress? There you go. I'm going to use these restraints here to tie you to the bed and keep that ass in place for me. Just like that. Nice and tight. Don't want you going anywhere, do we? What was that? You're going to have to speak up, dear. I don't appreciate mumbling. Well, at least this is a good chance for you to feel what happens when you are naughty and disobey me or my rules. Naughty boys get punished. Do you understand me, slut? Louder! Good boy. Time to lube up that ass of yours. There we go. Okay. Oh, yes. Does that feel good, darling? I'm only using a finite amount of lube. We don't want to waste any. Perfect. Now you're ready to be pounded. Have you ever done this before? Fantastic. Well, I would take it slow for you, but I'm getting rather impatient. Oh my God. Oh, moaning already. This really is your first time, isn't it? Tell me, how does it feel, slut? Oh. It's a mix of pain and pleasure, huh? So embarrassing, and yet it feels so right, doesn't it? Answer me. Say yes, mistress. Say it. That's a good little slut. Those two words are the best thing for you to say to me. I'll give you that advice for free. Damn. You are such a good fuck. So satisfying. Your body convulses every time I thrust this cock into you. Your cute little tender cheeks are clapping and jiggling as my pelvis rams into you over and over. Oh, and the moaning. My God, the moaning. Oh, you're making me so wet. Such a good slut for mistress. Yes, you are. Now, I did lie to you before. We're not going to worry about the rental agreement later. We're going to do it, right? Fucking now. Oh, yes, we are. You're gonna sign the contract. You're gonna pay me. All while I fuck this tight little asshole. Do you understand me? You know the two little words you need to say. Say it. That's right. Yes, mistress. You're such an earnest young man, aren't you? Ah, mommy likes that. Now, I suppose we can sign the contract after we're finished. It's not like you can use your hands at the moment. But you can pay me. I'll just slide the phone in front of your whore face. What's your password, darling? I'm not kidding. Give it to me now, slut. Oh, yeah? You don't wanna, huh? I guess mistress is gonna have to reach down and grab your testicles nice and firmly. And start squeezing them constantly like a stress ball. Yeah, you're making me so stressed, darling. I don't like that one bit. So I'm gonna keep using you to relieve my stress. And I'm gonna keep fucking you all day if I have to. Until you give me your fucking password. Uh-oh. Is mistress being too rough? Can my boy toy not handle my cock? Oh, dear. Too bad, I guess. Until I get paid, I'm gonna keep abusing this asshole and your poor balls until I get my damn money. Understand? And even if you come, I won't stop. Even if I've drained these balls completely, I will not stop. You will give in eventually, you know. You may as well save yourself the pain. Come on. All you have to do is give me the passcode, and I'll give you a break. Based on how badly your legs are wobbling, you totally need a break, sweetheart. Oh? What was that? Couldn't hear you. Say the passcode very clearly, because until I'm in, I'm not gonna give you a break. Uh-huh. Yeah? Okay. Oh, fuck yes. Good boy. All right. Time to transfer your first payment. I'll just put my details in here. Okay. So I'll transfer... $1,800. Yeah, that seems fair. Okay. So I'll transfer it now. Yes, I know what the listing said, but I changed my mind. Do you really want to risk talking back to me right now? That's what I thought. And send. Perfect. Now, I'll just send over your deposit too. Good enough. And send. Fantastic. Let me undo your restraints here. Okay. Now, sign this for me. Here's a pen. Yep. Sign there. And put your name there. Oh, good boy. Thank you very much for that. Oh, by the way, I assume you didn't actually read the contract, but it is an indefinite agreement, meaning you can't move out unless I let you. Well, you should have read it more closely. Let you come? No, I don't think you've earned it. All this talking back. Not good enough, darling. You'll have to work on that to be rewarded with an orgasm. I'm going to put that cock in chastity. I'll make sure you've learned your lesson by giving you blue balls. Come here. Perfect. Well, I'll leave you here to rest for a bit. Get some sleep. I'm gonna lock you in tonight. I'll come fetch you in the morning, okay? Can't hear you, darling. But I'll take that as a yes, mistress. All right. Good night, love.